Ayin Aleph on the base, where this again starts from the beginning of the Baraisim. Tana Rabbonon, Malve Yisrael, Moisov Shal Nochi, Midas Hanochi. A Yid could lend money of a Goy, Midas Hanochi, Avoloi Midas Yisrael. Keita, Yisrael, Shalove Mois, Mina Nochi Beribis. A Yid had borrowed money from a Goy Beribis. Ubikesh Lach Ziram Loi, he wanted to return it. It was a halva. He has to pay a certain amount each week for ribis. Now he wants to return it. He returned the keren to be put to pay the ribis. Metzoy Yisrael Acher, so Ayid finds him, meets him. V'amar lo itnom li v'ani ele lecho kederech sh'ata mal aloi. Don't stop the chayiv. Continue paying ribis to the goy, and I'll pay you vani ela lecho kederech sha'ato malaloi. So you pay him, let's say you borrowed $100 and you pay $10 a week for ribis, I'll give you $10 each week and you'll pay the goy the $10. Also, so this is also. Vim hemidoi eitzel nochi. But if this Yiddish loive brought the second loive by the goy, it's mutter, then it's permissible. V'chein a seconded, nochi shalove mois mi Yisrael beribis. A nochi borrowed money from a Yid beribis, ubikish lahachzirom loy, mitzoy Yisrael acher, v'oma loy, tnon li, and the Ella Lachoket Erech Sha'ata Malaloi. So he wants that the Goy Shaleve should lend him the money and he'll pay the Goy the Ribbis. Mutter, so here it's Mutter because this is money of a Goy. The Goy is lending it to the Leive Shein Yuzayi. He's paying the Goy becomes his mouth and he's paying him Ribbis. Vim hemidai eitzel Yisrael also. But it's hemidai eitzel Yisrael, it's also. So the Gemara says, Bishloime seife lechumre, ala reishe kiven den shliches lenochi, iu niu de koshoko mine ribisi. Let us see Rashi. Vim hemidai eitzel nochi. Also, the previous Rashi, that means here we're speaking about the malva was a goy. In the second loive, it comes over to the first loive, he wants that he should lend him the money and he'll pay him ribis. Is also the huniuk, the kamaisif loive ribis. It's his money. Milva leitzoni, no, it's the yid's money. He's lending him beribis. Vim hemidai eitzel nochi. They went to the malve. Af al pi she Yisrael noisnoi lechaveroi b'mitzvahs anochi. That means the goy tells him, they come to the goy, the malve. He didn't pay up the goy. The goy tells him, okay, lend this yid money beribis, his mutter, the shluchayu, because the loiva rishain is the shliach for the goy. And we said yesterday from Rav Chaim at Be'etzim, it goes to Medina David Tnani. That means the yid, the first loiva is lending his money to the second loive, he's lending it for the goyish malve. And we didn't have a knani, so that I, with my money I could make the goyish malve a malva to the second one. I'm lending the money to making the second loiva a loiva to the goyish malva. And Rav Chaim said the din of Eveknani is totally in the Gdorim of Shlichus. So Memela, by giving over the money to the second loiva becomes a loiva to the malva who is a goy. Bimhimidai Eitzel Yisrael. Also, but what is, if we have a fakerta case, that the malva was a yid, and the loiva was a goy, and now we have the same scenario that the goy and the potential second loiva come to the malva, and the yidish malva tells that the guy should give this money to the potential loiva, and he'll become a loiva. Also, then it's also va'af al pisha kiblam ze miyad nochi. Even though the second loiva got the money from the guy, it's the guy's money. Mishum de nochi shliach shel Yisrael. Because the Nochi is a shliach of the Yid, that means he's lending the money for the Malve. So we consider that this money, which was given to the second Leve, was b'shlichas the Yiddish Malve. So the second Leve becomes a Leve to the Yiddish Malve, and it's halva beribis. So these are the two cases. The first case was we had a goyish malva, and the first loiva who is a yid is lending the money for the goyish malva, and there's mutter. And the second case is that the goyish loiva is lending the money for the yiddish malva, and it's awesome. So the Gemara says, "Bishloi meseife vatzirashi diktoni imhemidai eitzel Yisrael osa." The mashme shenochi ze choshu shluchai shel Yisrael. He's the shliach of the yid, and the yid becomes a malva to the second yid. So this din shliches is chumre derabonan hu lemeisa. That the Rabbanan were machmer, and they said, L'chumre yesh shlichas la'akum. So the goy could become a shliach for the Yiddish malve, l'chumre, and we consider ki'ilu, to that what the goy gives his money to the second loive, the Yiddish malve will become a malve to the second loive, because he's giving it to shlichusai. The hard kaimlon the shlucha shall adam kemaisai bishaleach Yisrael a shlich Yisrael nema. This was said by a shaleach Yisrael shlich Yisrael. The mituma gamrina bepegshani diktushim atem gam atem kenterimu gam atem tumas Hashem mikol maisrei seichem ashatikhem es bnei Yisrael. So speaking about Trumas Maisa, Kein Torino Gam Atem, so the Gam says not only could the lady be Torim, no his Shliach could also be Torim. So this din of Shliches, which we learn now from Gam Atem, Rabbi Shluchachem, so Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris. So mina teire, there's no such concept of shliches. So mina teire, the second case, if the Yiddish malve told the goy to lend the second loive for him, really he would not. The second loive does not become a loive of the first malve because ain't shliches lakum. But lachuma we say yes shliches lakum. Ela reish diktonim in midei tzolnochi muta. Here we're speaking about that the goy told the Yiddish loive that he should take this money and lend it to the second loive. So the first loive is a shliach for the goy. Is kivin dein teire shlichas lenochi. There's no din shlichas for a goy. So memele, the money, the loive's money, the first loive's money, it's his money that was given to the second loive. So this money is not a halva me'akum li Yisrael, because it's not considered a halva from the goy, because ein shlichas la'akum. The Yisrael mi Yisrael kiblam, who knew the shakal ribis, soy bezoy, he took ribis. So that was the Gemara's kashim. Why, in the reishe, in midoy, eitzalakum, it is mutter. And the only way it could be mutter is only al tzadin shlichas. And the tzadin ein shlichas lakum, lekula. Omar Rav Hune Bar Manoach Mishmei de Rav Ache Berei de Rabike Hoche B'mayas Kinen De Omar Lei Hinichom Al Gabi Karke B'Hipota. The Reisha is speaking about, let us see Rashi, De Omar Lei Nochri, the Goy told the Loive, the Israel Rishon, Hinichom Al Gabi Karke B'Hipota, put it down on the karka. V'chein also, and he did that. So he put down the money. Now he's already potter from his malve, the Geisha malve. U'misham not lom Yisrael sheini. So, perhaps we'll see clearer in Tosfos, but it's not considered that he got the money from the second loiva, did not get the money from the first loiva. The loiva put it down on the karka. He's potter now from his chayv to the goy. So that's why it's mutter. That is why it is mutter. So the Gemara says, that's the case of the reisha. Fregt die Gemara, I hochi meile memre. So what's the chiddush? That means he's not getting the money from the first loive. He put it down on the karka. So it's poshet. Elo omar ha-pope kigoin shenotal v'nosan b'yad. So ha-pope says ha-teretz, which is l'chayre more poshet. The Reish is speaking about, and Midu Eitzalakim is speaking about, the Goyishim Malve took the money from the first Loive, and he gave it to the second Loive. He told him, so, Lachayre, this is Goposhet, and he took the money from the first Loive. So now, the Chay was paid up, the Goy got back his money. Now the guy takes this money and lends it to the second loiva. I mean, that's what that shemidu eitz alakum. He lends it to the second loiva, baribis. So it's mamish, don't go push it. So the Gemara says, vakati meile memra, so what's the chiddush? He paid him up, he took the money, the yid took the money. The guy took the money, I'm sorry, the guy Shemalva took the money from the Yiddish Loive, and he lent it to the second Loive, so Maila Memre. Akati Maila Memre. So the Gemara says, Mao de Taime, no, I would think, Nochi Gufe, Ki Ovid Adaita di Yisrael Kogomer Vyoi. Kamashmalon. So let us see Rashi, and then we'll try a little to explain. Zat Rashi. ניח מגגקאב יפוט וכן עושם משם נותם ישראל שיין הגמור יסד מיילה מיימר שנגמור סד ספיק וכן שנוסו בנוסן הנוחי ביד וקיבלם מן הרישי ונוסנם לשיין so the gemara says so mayle memre so the gemara says adaite didei di yisrael I would think this procedure of giving over the money to the second loyve taking the money from the yid and giving it over to the second loyve Adaiti didei di Yisrael, he's doing it for the Yid. What shah? Sherei hu heviyoi etzloi. That means the Yid came to the Goy. And he tells the Goy, you know, the Yid asked me that he wants to borrow the money from me. He tells the Goy the whole story. The Yid says he wants to borrow the money from me. And the guy says, yes. So the guy takes the money and lends it to the Yid, to the second Yid. Sherei hu heviyoi etzloi, that means this new alvo came about the first loiva brought the second loiva to the guy. Vahavi nochri shluchoi. So I would think that the guy is a shliach for the first yid. The guy is a shliach for the first yid. And if we'll say we go, it goes with Evet Knani, if we say it goes with Evet Knani, so pshat is nachmel. That Batsam, the guy was kind of the money. He took the money from the loive. He was kind of the money, but now since this yid brought this whole thing, so he's taking the money and lending it for the yid. So midin eveknani, he's lending the money for the yid. But the second yid should become a loive to the first yid. And we say, lechumre yeshlichas laakum. V'nachma midarabona lemesa, k'demachmarinem b'seife. So I would think, and perhaps let's understand this a little better. We'll see Taisva soon. This whole scenario is a hemshech. Now let's talk about the first case a minute. The first case was that Reuven borrowed money from a guy, Ribbis. Then Shimon meets Reuven. Reuven wants to pay up now the chayv. Later, Shimon meets Reuven. He says, you know, lend me the money and I'll give you the ribbis. That was the case. And you pay up the guy. You pay up your ribbis. I'll give you the ribbis. Lend me the money. Mar says that's awesome. Fine. But that was the scenario that the yid, the second he told the first, you lend me the money, I'll pay you the ribbis. They came to the guy, and they said over the same scenario. The first loiva tells the guy, this yid is coming to me, and he wants that I shall lend him the money, and he'll pay me ribbis. So the guy says, yeah, fine. I'll take the money. Now do it for you. That means he's masking to this scenario. Let him pay you the ribbis. Let him pay you the ribbis. And because the whole thing came about, if the first labor brought the second labor to the guy, let him pay you the ribbis. So if that is the case, that he wants, he said, let him pay you the ribbis, so there'd be zicher asvara to say that the etzem halvor is not that the loiva, since he was, it's not the goy, since he was kind of the money, he's lending the money to the second loiva and he should pay you the ribbis. It's mistava to say, vakert. So vakert, I'll be your shlich and I'll lend him the money, I'll pay you the ribbis. So I'm making the halvor for you, and it is a shlich is the kiddin. And it should be also midarabonim. That's, if it's speaking about that, we're speaking about that the second loive was matzit by the ribbis to the first loive, and they came to the goy, and the goy agreed to it, so it's mistava to say that was the goy took the money, and he lent it to the second loive, on these conditions he should pay the ribbis to this first loive. It'd be mistava to say that he's lending the money for the first loive. And if he's lending the money for the first loive, lechumus adin yesh liches. So it should be also. So kamash malon, no, you don't say this. That when the guy took the money, he took it for himself. And afilu, he's lending now the second loive, the money, to pay ribbis to the first loive. That's his avur. The guy is the malve, and he's lending his money, and he's doing it, because that's what you want, but he's lending the money. He's saying, forget, you want to pay the ribbis to the first sheet, pay the ribbis to the first sheet. But I'm lending you the money, and I'm making up, you should pay the ribbis to the first sheet. So Mamela the Halvo is not Bishlichusoi of the first loive. The Halvo is the guy is making Halvo from his money to the second loive. He's just telling you, you pay the ribbis. And that's why it is Mutatake. It's a Halvo from a guy, but at night to pay ribbis to the Yid, which is Muta. That is the Chiddush of the Reish. Rav Ashi Omar, let's just go a little further. Now, if we would say, Yesh Shlichus La'akum, then it would be very good, Mikaradin, then it would be very good, both cases. In the first case, the Yid is a Shliach for the Goyish Malbe. We say Yeshlichus Lakum, so the Goyish Malva becomes a Malva to the second Loive. In the second case, the Goy becomes a, the first Goyish Loive becomes a Shliach for the Yiddish Malva, and now the Yiddish Malva is a Malva to the second Loive. If we would say Yeshlichus Lakum, so then it would be Gevaldik. Mikaradin. The Gemara's only kasha was holding his einshliches lakum. So lechumra we're machma, but lekula we can't be machma, we can't be mekel. So Rav Ashi said the problem is nishkefela. Ki emrinin einshliches lenochi hani mili betrume. That is after by trume. That's true. By trume there's a mit atem kama atem matem nebris. Aber bechol ha-teira kule yesh lichis l'nochi. Bechol ha-teira kule yesh lichis l'nochi me'ikar adin. So now, shalom al Yisrael. So there's a din shlichis me'ikar adin. So on the reisha, when the Yid is lending the money to the second loive for the goy, so the goy is the malve. When the goy is lending the money for the Yid, so the Yid is the malva. That's why the second case, Emido Eitzel Yisrael is also, Emido Eitzel Lakum is Muta. So the Gemara says, Roda Rabashi Berusei, Berusei is the finger sois. Rabashi is a tois. Maishna Trume Deloi, bye-bye Trume do we say, and Shlichus Lakum. Receive atem, gam atem, atem b'nei bris, ap shulchachem nami b'nei bris, shlichus d'chol ha-teira kula nami mitrum edem rinelo. The din shlichus b'chol ha-teira kula, also we learn out from trume, so mele here's the alochus of trume, and therefore, so we should say in shlichus lakum. So we had a problem. L'ad rabashi b'rusei, Ike da amri omar ravashi, a second mahalach, ki amrinen en shlichus lenochi, hani mili in hu lididom. That a goy can't be a shliach for a yid. Aval anan l'ditu abina lo shliach. But a yid can be a shliach for a goy. So memele, so in the safe, that a goy is a shliach for a yid. So we say, really ain't shliach is lakum. No lachumar, we say yes shliach is lakum. In the reisha, where a yid is a shliach for a goy, so then we say, yes shliach is lakum. Kibrin is shlichus l'noch yanimile inu l'dido. A goy can be a shlich for yid. Aval anan l'dito abinu lo shlich. We can be a shlich for a goy. Tzlimor says, v'od rabashi brusi yitzatois. Maishne inu l'didon deloy. Why can't they be a shlich for us? To see atem gam atem. So the gam has to be dumya to the atem. The rabbis shluchachem, ma'ata b'nei bris av shluchachem b'nei bris, anan l'ditu nami ma'ata b'nei bris koma. That means a yid cannot be a shliach for a goy because the parsha of atem is speaking about that the sheleach is also a yid. So the parsha of shlichus you need that the sheleach should be a yid and the shliach should be a yid. Lord Ravashi Brusi. Let us see Rashi. Shlichus tochal atere kule shei shluchai kamayse mitzru megamrin ala bekedushin. Aval anan leditu kigoyin reishe debereise avi shliach. We could be a shliach for a goy. Yusayfa lechumur kedamor. So the Gemara says, no, anan l'ditu nami, ma'atem b'nei bris, va'atem haynu sholchem. Einem ro shliches elo b'sheileach Yisrael, u shliach Yisrael. Man de gorosochem shulchachem b'nei bris, m'shtabish. We just want to prove that the sheileach has to be a yid. Agavuche, I heard a p'slochei rakashe, Kaponim, I mean, Rashi says, glow like that. And look at the pashtus of the Gemara. The Magen Avraham and Simen Tov Memches, brings Amasas Ben Yomen, no, Simen Tov Memches with Cotton Dalet, brings a Chuvis Masas Ben Yomen that a goy can make a goy a shliach. As they state Masas Ben Yomen. It's Megayan and Mechiris Chometz that Ogeya make a shliach and a shliach make the Kenyan. And he says only a yid for a goy for yid, but a goy can make a shliach a goy. So l'chayr from our Gemara, it would seem not like that because Chashi says klor. Leinemro shliches ela b'sheileach Yisrael u'shliach Yisrael. That's what Rashi says over here. Ma'atem b'nei bris, but the atem also has to be b'nei bris. That's the pasuk is speaking about, a yid is speaking about Levim. It's ma'atem b'nei bris, alocheret shtikol horam demasas bin yomet. Let us see, Taisves. Matzoi Yisrael Acher. Now, this was the first case. A yid borrowed from a goy beribis. And now, he met another yid, and the other yid told him, lend me the money, and I'll pay you the ribis. It says that it's also. Fraktais vesvim toime ma'irye vani eloloch. Why did the Baraisa have to say, let's just picture the Inyan, the practicality of the Inyan. The Yid had borrowed money beribis from a goy. Now the second Yid comes over to him and tells him, I want to borrow the money. So the Rashi says, listen, I want to borrow the money. Each week I'm paying ribis to the goy. So the Gemara should have said, I'll pay the ribis to the goy.
I'll pay the ribbis to the guy. Why do you have to go, I'll pay the ribbis to you? I'll pay the ribbis to the guy. Vim toimer. But the Baraisa says it's also when he said, I'll pay you the ribbis. It would seem that if he said, I'll pay the ribbis to the guy, it's mutter, because then the Yid is not getting the ribbis. Vim toimer, fektoisvis, ma'irya vaniyela loch. Why does it say it's also if he says he'll pay the ribbis to the Yid? Afilu omarani e'ale lenochi. Afilu, he said, you lend me the money and I'll pay the ribbis to the guy. Is also also. The loy shari, it is only mutter. That means if this Yid will be the malve, the first loiva will be the malve, and the second loiva is paying ribbis. It's irrelevant if he's paying ribbis to the Yid or he's paying ribbis to the guy. Given the malve mois of loishariel b'midei tzonochi, it would only be mutter if the guy is the malve. But if the Yid is the Malve, even the Malve Ma'oisov Lechaveiroi, he's lending his money to the Chava, to the second Loive. Kidei she yifra lenochi ribis bishviloi. He's lending him the money, and he says, you pay the ribis to the guy. Pshite da havi ribis, itzicha ribis. That means if he's telling you, I'm lending you money, don't pay me ribbis. I mean, I don't want ribbis. Pay the guy ribbis. So, memeilim, it's zicha a ribbis niraisim. Da'afilu loy hoya hamal v'chayim lenochi ribbis. Afilu he didn't owe him ribbis. Afilu the loyve did not owe him ribbis. And I'm lending someone money, and I'm saying, I'm lending you money, that you should give Yena ribbis. You should give a guy ribbis. That means I have, not because I owe him the ribbis. I don't owe him ribbis at all. He lent me for free. But I'm lending you money that you should give ribbis to the guy. Kiven de bischar halvo. Noisein lenochi haribbis. That means the for the payment of the halva, that means the second loive for the halva is noisin lenochi ribis al pi hamalve, because the malve told him, I'm lending you money that you should give this guy ribis. Harehu ke noisin lemalve atmei midin oret. So it's equivalent like he gave the malva alone. Kemaiten mona leplane viakadish anilach the mukadeshes midin orepe kamadik dusha. The Gemara says the Masechtas Kedushin Amora deKezach that Aisha comes over to Reuben and she tells Reuben that you should give Beryl $10, and for giving Beryl the $10, I'll be mekudish to you. And the din is, and you gave Beryl the $10. And she's mekudish to him. What did she get from him? He gave Beryl the $10. He didn't give her a penny. No, al kochoch, we mentioned yesterday the svara of the Rashbam. And then Orev, the gather of Orev is, if I'm telling you to lay out money for me, so it's just like, that's how I'm using the money. I want the money should be given to Beryl. So it's just like, she got the money and it was given to Beryl because that is how she wants the money to be used. So if Sotaisma says lahaloche, if Reuven will lend Shimon money, but I tell Shimon give ribbis to a guy, so the money you are laying out is because I told you to lay out the money, so it's kilo, I'm getting the money. I mean, the din is al tzribis ktsutze yaitze b'dayonim. He'll have to pay back the money. He'll pay back the money. Ribis ktsutze yaitze b'dayonim. The money that the guy got, he'll have to pay back. So memele frektoisvis. Why, when the Baraisa, the first, the Reish of the Baraisa, when the Baraisa said that the first Loive cannot lend the money to the second Loive, but with saying, Vani El Aloch, that I'll give you the ribbis, that's when it's also, the Baraisa should have said a bigger Chiddush. The Baraisa should have said that Afilu, and he tells them, give the guy the ribbis, it's also also. That's Tosfos' first kash. V'chein koshe b'seife. Now, the seife says, what, when is it we had a goyish aloive that wants to lend to a yiddish aloive? So it says, if the goyish aloive lends to the yiddish aloive with ribbis, it is mutter. That says also that he's going to pay back the goyish aloive. The Goy Shalev is his mouth, and he's going to pay back the Goy Shalev. So why does it say that I'll pay you back? Let us say a bigger Chiddush. That I'll pay the Yid. I'll pay the Yid also should be Mutter, because when you're paying the Yid, you're paying the Goy. So why does it mention Midin Orif, whoever you say who should pay to his Kilo, you're getting the money. So why does it mention in both cases? Ani elaloch. That's Tosfos Kasha. Yeshloima de noket loch. Not because of the first case when the loiva lends on his own accord. There, it's irrelevant. If it's elaloch, ela to the first malve, it's irrelevant. De noket loch mishum hemidoi. That the case when the malve was mad, that he brought the second loive to the malve, and he said el aloch, the same story. He said el aloch, lashmin en reishe. So the reish is telling us amir de kechidish. Da'afil o mekabel Yisrael ribis. That means the goy is lending the money. Whatever the lumdus of the reisha is, but the guy is lending the money, safilu, the yid is getting the ribbis, it's also mutter. Kivin shemekabloi bishvil nochi, because of the halvos guy, the guy is the malve. That is the case of the reisha, the guy is the malve. So memele, it is mutter, safilu, the yid is going to get the ribbis. V'chein b'sefek shemidai eitzel Yisrael, when the Yid is the malve, osafilu mekabel anochi ribis. So that's why you chapt on el aloch. El aloch is not for the reisha, el aloch is for the safe. To tell us by me, the el aloch is for the safe. Bishloime seife l'chumra. So the Gemara says, by Hamidai Eitzel Yisrael, it's safe in the Chumre, that it is also, because of the Chumre we say, Yesh Lichos La'akum. Now, till now, we were learning, the Shlichus is working, Midin Eveknani, the way Rab Chaim says Pshat, so Memele, so let's just again chaza over that the goy told the yid told the goy. Sorry, the sefer is speaking about that the yid is the malve, the goy is the loive. The yid told the goy that you should lend it to the second loive. And since we say yesh shliches lechumre, so we consider like the yid became a malve, and we said it works midin eviknani. That's how we learned pshat in the din shlichus. Taisvis did not learn that's pshat in the shlichus. Taisvis learned a different pshat, and therefore Taisvis has a problem, and therefore Taisvis is going to say chidush. Taisvis understood like this. Taisvis understood, you know, we have here, let's talk about the second case. The second case, we have a Yiddish malver, a Goyish aloiver, And then a Yid wants to borrow from the, he wants to borrow. And the Yiddish Malve tells the Goy Shalevi, give him the money, give him the money. So Tosfos understood, and the Yiddish Malve wants to become a Malve now to the second wife. So Tosfos understood, you know how it works, it's a Pasha Tzach. When the Goy gives the money to the second wife, where's the Goy's money? The Yid tells him, give the money to this, don't give him to go, don't give me the money, give the money to the second Leiber, and the Leiber, and the second Leiber should pay me the piece. So Tosfos understood, it works very partial. It works like this. The guy gives the money to the second Leiber. The Leiber picks up the money, and he's Zeiche for the Yiddish Malbe. He's Zeiche for him. And then, from the Yiddish Malva, he's taking for himself. So that means, there's a shlichus, without, you don't need shlichus la'akum. The Yid is a shlich for the other Yid. And that's the shlichus over here. The Malva told the guy, lend him the money, and he'll pay ribbis to me. So, the Malva wanted to become a Malva to the second Leib. But there's a guy in between. So it's a problem, guy, so it's lakum. So Tosfos says, this guy is no problem whatsoever. When the guy will give him the money, so he'll be zeicher, the second level will be zeicher the money for the first malva. So now it's his money. Now we'll take, but the first malva says, I want to lend it to you, to the second level. So now he'll be zeicher the money, which was a second ago, the money of the Malva. He was Zeicher the money for the Malva. Now the Malva says, I'm going to lend you the money. So now he takes the money for himself. And the Malva tells him, listen, I want you to pay ribbit. So that's a ribbit, the reise. Why did you say Yishlichus Luchumre? Let us see again, Tosfos Tamer. The Gemara understood the reason why the Seifetz also, when the second Loiva wants to borrow from the first Malva, it's only awesome in the Rabbonim, because L'chumri Yeshlich is L'akum. Trek Tosfos Tamer Amai Loi Havi Gibbis Gomo. It's an Emes Ribbis. Kshem Amidai Eitzel Yisrael. If the Yid tells the Goy, give this money to the Yid, to the second Loiva, and he'll be my Loiva, and I want him to pay Ribbis, Afilu mekabel anachi ribbis. Afilu the ribbis will be paid to the guy. That's what Tosfos said before, because that was the story. That we have the story that he said he'll pay the ribbis to the guy. It'll be ribbis tzutze. Shreinas Yisrael sheini shluchei shel rishen lekabel chayvay miyodei shel nachi. This, forget about the guy. The Yisrael sheini becomes a shliach of the Yisrael rishen. So that means the guy is giving him the money, and he's zeicher the money for the first malva, and then he's zeicher the money for himself. So he became a loiver from the first malva, and the first malva says, "You pay the guy the ribbis." So that's ribbis deraisa. L'chumra yeshlichus la'akum. It's a ribbis deraisa. The malva Yisrael became a malva. So that the Leiva Shaini was taking the money for the Malva, and he was kite, since I'm lending to you the ribbis, pay the guy the ribbis. So that's irrelevant. You pay the guy, that's called a miskutz, and he didn't know him, like I said, the first Tosfos. And for Tosfos, Amoyra de Kiyasot, which when we learned the first Perik, we also mentioned this Yasot, but this is a Yasot in Tosfos, and is an Ashach, Be'esh Leima. Vafilu sheyuchal liskois lechaveroi b'metziyah. The din is, if I find a metziyah, there's a metziyah shel hefka. I see a metziyah, I want to pick up this metziyah for Yankel. I want to pick up for Yankel. So I can be zeicher for Yankel. No problem. I can be zeicher for Yankel. Chocho, ein kabolosei min hanochi Zoyche li Yisrael chaveira. But here, the guy is giving me the money. We'll say, Rochel bitchatana and be zoyche the money for the malve. He can't do it. He can't be zoyche for the malve. Why? Dinehei imho yonochi mafke moiso. If the nochi would be mafke the money, it's not, he's not getting the money from the guy. The guy was mafke the money. Then he can be zeicher. That's after the money. I'll be zeicher this money for the malva, and then you're lending me the money with ribbons. Abahashte miye shahanochi einoy mafkiron. The nochi is not mafkir the money. Elabo lizakois maoisov lemalva yedei zehaloive. The guy wants to pay up the choiv. How's he paying up the choiv? I mean, mezake my money to the second loive, that the second loive should be zeiche for the first malve. Ain loy koyach liskoy, so the second loive doesn't have koyach to be zeiche for the first malve. Sheim kein hoyo Yisrael hamekabel, the Yisrael that's mekabel the money, shluchoy shel nochi liskoy b'moisov, Shall Yisrael ben shlichas l'nochri. Havel elias mutaf l'mida eitzel Yisrael ilam d'chum r'minad yesh shlichas l'nochri. So now, let us, so this is Amor Dike Yisod. Taisvus Yisod is, if Reuven, let's talk about a goy, Taisvus is negeya by a goy. If a goy gives money to Reuven, and he tells Reuven this money for Bevel, he has to become a shliach of the Baal Hamamin. And if ein shlichus la'akum, I can't do it. Now, the Ramei Simche, Chidush Ramei Simche says, shtikl bir, Hocho, this is the Lashon of Ramei Simcha. Hocho, Sheha'akam hu bal ha'momen. The money belongs to the guy. V'yiboy lemeyev schusoy li Yisrael ha'malve. He wants to give over his schus and the money to the malve. Nimtzeduhu misayeya beschiye ve'enoi betoyre schiye. Perhaps we can explain this. Maybe this is what he's saying. Maybe, I don't know, but let's try to explain it perhaps a little differently. In every kinyan, there's haitzo v'achnose. That means there's haitzo mishus abaylam orishoinim, and the hachnose mishus by the mashliyim who was zeichin. There's two things, and so if you are zeichin something from hefker, there's no heitzor. The only thing that is being done is achnasa. I'm picking up this thing and being zeichin for someone else. So that's tough. So I can make achnasa. I'm zeichin for yen. But if my kinyan has to make the heitzor, that means I have to, it belonged to the guy. My kinyan now has to take it out of the reshus ha-goy and be machnas into the reshus of the malva. That means I'm doing it with my kinyan. The guy can't do it. The guy is giving it to me, and my kinyan should do these two things, should make the heitzah mirshus ha-akum and achnasa to the reshus ha-malva. In order for me to make this Aitzor, I have to be a shliach of the guy. That means, how can I make this Aitzor from his reshus, if it's his money? I can't do it on my own accord. A dava hefka, I can be zeicher for yena. I don't have, so I can become a shliach for yena. Okay, I'm zeicher for yena, so I'm a shliach for yena, so it belongs to him. But if my Maisa Kinyan has to do, I can't be Zeichem, it's his. So my Maisa Kinyan has to take away from him and bring to Yemen. I can only take away from him if I'm a shliach of his. And if I'm not a shliach of his, I can't take away. And if there's a klal and shlichus la'akum, so it can't work. So this is a yisaitistik yitaisvist that in order to be zeiche from a baal ha'momon, you have to be a shliach of the baal ha'momon. Reisha Maishori, that was the most kasha. But Midai Eitzel Anochi, in the Reisha that the Goy said, given the Einschliches Lenochi, Nimse the Yisrael Shaini Leizochi Lekabalose Lenochi, here it's he wants to be Zeche for the Nochi, Vein Chayv Lenochi Kum, Elul Yisrael. So it never became the goy's money because he has to be zeicha for the goy. So that's what the Gemara said is a din of on the safe it works with yeshliches lachumre, but the reisha is shvad. That was the Gemara's kasha.